paintings brought over from the former Soviet Union form the backbone of a museum of Massachusetts. It's called the Museum of Russian Icons, and you'll find it in the small town of Clinton, Massachusetts. Now, unlike most museums, which are created by governments or foundations, this one was brought to life by a single-minded individual. The Museum of Russian Icons is the brainchild of businessman Gordon Langton. The world's Alex Galifant tells us the story.
When I was 23, I was working in a bookshop. Nothing special there. When Gordon Langton was 23, he was working in
espionage.
He was a military spy. Cold War stuff. Suffice to say, no bookshop for him. 2 years later, this was back in 1956, Gordon Langton calmed things down by going around the world on a motorcycle.
I started in Germany, went down through Yugoslavia, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, India, Ceylon, and up into Nepal and then Southeast Asia.
Langton fell in love with everywhere.
You know, all these different cultures.
But there was one part of the world he really wanted to visit on that trip, but couldn't. The Soviet Union.
It wasn't an easy thing to do. You could do it, but you would have an in-tourist guide watching you all the time. So I didn't do it until the Soviet Union broke up, which was 1989.
By then, Gordon Langton was older and wealthier. He'd built a fortune from plastics manufacturing, a global business based in the small town of Clinton, Massachusetts. Come 1989, he'd built factories almost all over the world.
So I decided I'd like to have one in Moscow.
So that's one half of this story. Gordon Langton, an American ex-spy and plastics magnate, opening his business in Moscow as the Soviet Union closes down. But the other half of the story concerns a little hobby Mr. Langton picked up in Russia, collecting Russian icons. When we say icon, we mean a religious painting. And for Orthodox Christians, icon paintings aren't just paintings. They're living, breathing, spiritual objects.
For the Orthodox believer, they are a gateway to prayer.
This is curator Kent DeRussell, a specialist in Orthodox iconography. Each painted icon captures the power, the essence of the holy person that's depicted in it. Each one is supposed to be a path to direct communication with God.
If they're in storage and you bring them out and the believers start to venerate them, they're ignited. It's an incomprehensible and very powerful spirit that these things have.
The icon tradition speaks a timeless visual language. Rich paint animates plain wooden panels. The stories of Christ, his mother Mary, and others appear over and over again down through the centuries. Now, that centuries-old tradition wasn't at the top of Gordon Langton's mind in 1989, when he picked up his first icon for $20 at a Moscow flea market.
I tell people I flunked Bible school.
But he liked that first icon enough to start a collection. Today, Langton owns over 300 of them. He's even built an icon museum in Clinton, Mass., next door to his plastics business. Larissa Diane leads tours there, amongst other things.
What is this again? This is...
Это пряники. It's Russian gingerbread. He will try one of them.
Wow, that's delicious.
It's delicious. So you need to come to my Russian language class. Oh, we have like Russian drinking ceremony.
Thank you.
Be more gingerbread.
How do you do any learning when you're eating and drinking so much?
I can wait until you will swallow and answer my question after. It's not a problem at all.
Okay.
Back in St. Petersburg, Diane worked full-time as a teacher. Here in the States, she's a nurse.
You know, when I came in America 7 years ago, and I was thinking, like, American churches, they miss so much. People miss so much because, especially when I went to nursing homes, and I saw all these people, old people, who was dying, and they have nobody to pray for.
She means nobody to pray to. But you forgive the grammatical slip. She seems kind of transported when she talks about the icons, like she's praying in a church back home in Russia.
And if you pray hard enough, you can receive help because they will hear you. And as much you believe, as much you will get from it.
Upstairs in the museum, An elderly Orthodox nun sits in a corner, looking up at the walls. She's so small and quiet and still, it's like she crept down out of one of the picture frames. She prefers to remain anonymous, just like the monks who painted the icons. But she does tell me that she's from Lebanon, that she lived as a hermit for 15 years, and that she was chosen to come to America. And she talks me through the layers of meaning contained in a couple of the icons.
Like Jesus here, white, because he's the light. Other icon, the red means holy, like he was God, come to earth to make the people human. The human will be holy. So he dress now red, the holy, and human, the blue.
Nearby, there's a painting that's been smudged by centuries of devotional kisses. Such is the stature of the Museum of Russian Icons that it's now hosting an exhibition from the world-famous Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow. Gordon Langton's own collection is worth millions of dollars. It's probably worth more than that to the many Russian visitors who make the trip to Clinton. Langton's been building the collection for almost 20 years now. Some icons have been easier to get than others.
I did have three in my bag one time, and I thought I understood the customs situation, but I was caught and detained, and they took the icons away from me and interrogated me for 2 days.
Now, Gordon Langton tends to pick up icons at international auction. Gone are the days of paintings in suitcases. The Russian authorities prefer to keep Russian icons in Russia. That's not to say Langton acquired any of his icons improperly. He says that in the early 1990s, icons were sitting around, unwanted and undervalued. They'd been banned by the Soviets, and so people got nervous about having them in their homes. Langton told me that he once tried to donate an icon to a church in Russia. His offer was refused because the church leaders couldn't guarantee the painting's safety. Still, it's easy to imagine someone objecting that these Russian artifacts are no longer in Russia. But curator Kent DeRussell sees the museum as a guardian, nothing more.
Nobody owns these objects other than the true believers.
So while the icons hang in Gordon Langton's museum, they have a life beyond the museum walls. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
Beautiful pictures of the Russian icons at theworld.org.